Here are 5 basic steps for developing a plan to suit your needs and classroom. Step 1. Determine which areas of development, for example, cognitive, social-emotional, physical, are most critical for the children in your care, and ensure these are the focal points of your assessment plan. Adapt the focus based on the unique needs of your classroom. For example, if you work with toddlers, physical and social-emotional development may be more prominent, while a pre-K classroom might emphasize cognitive and linguistic development. Step 2. Choose the most effective methods that you will use to observe and document the children's progress. For example, will you write anecdotal notes, collect work samples, take photos and videos, etc.? Best practices. Consistency. Use the same tools and methods regularly to ensure that the documentation is thorough and comparable over time. Flexibility. Be open to adapting or adding new tools as you learn more about your students and their developmental needs. Step 3. Establish a schedule for regular observations that aligns with your daily routine and lesson plans. See the next topic for more details. Step 4. Set up a system for organizing and storing documentation so that you can easily retrieve and review information when needed. Do you prefer to create a digital portfolio, or would you rather use a notebook and file folders? Come up with a consistent way to label files, for example, date, child's name or initials, and the developmental domain it relates to, so that you can quickly sort and find relevant information during reflection and analysis. Step 5. Plan for regular reflection and analysis of the collected data. Set aside specific times, such as during planning periods or at the end of each week, to review the documentation you've collected. Reflect on what the data tells you about each child's development. This will help you figure out ways to support each child's development going forward.